Good afternoon and welcome to the Followell Company. This is the Ignite Leadership Series podcast. Our special guest today is Brigetta Glick. Brigetta has over 20 years of leadership experience in healthcare organizations. She currently serves as the founder and CEO of Provenir Healthcare, a firm that she launched in 1995 in Chicago and brought back to her native San Antonio in 2008. Provenir is a healthcare company comprised of professionals that work with clients across the country to address their clinical and operational needs. Brigetta is a founder of HealthCell, a member of the Career Advisory Council for the UT Health Science Center, a board member and education committee chairman of the National Association of Physician Recruiters, and a former chapter president of the Healthcare Businesswomen Association. Brigetta and her husband, Gary, have a daughter attending law school at Lewis and Clark and a son attending Baylor University. So let's welcome to the podcast, Brigetta Glick.
Thank you, Rob. I'm very excited to be joining you today for your Ignite Leadership podcast.
Well, I'm delighted to have you on the podcast. Listen, in your bio or your introduction, I talked a lot about your career and the things you've done there, but didn't talk much about you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself from a personal standpoint?
Absolutely. Well, born and raised in San Antonio, Texas. Lived here most of my life, although I've lived several years in Dallas and in Austin, and also a large chunk of my career in Chicago, where our children were born. I have a husband and two kiddos, both in college now, starting their own professional lives. But San Antonio is home, and it's where I started my business, Provenir Healthcare. And, love it out here in South Texas.
Well, you have been a part of and involved with developing some very impactful organizations throughout your career. Can you tell us a little bit about these and really what was the driving force behind them?
Sure. Well, thank you, Rob. I started Provenir Healthcare in 2008. It's been a little over 2 years now. And really, Provenir Healthcare was launched off of a smaller organization that I actually started in 1995 that was really just known as Brigetta Glick & Associates. I found myself in my career relocating from Dallas to Chicago with my husband's organization, and really had a decision to make if I was going to go back into corporate life or if I was going to pursue a dream that I had talked a lot about with colleagues and former bosses or really just anyone that would listen. And as I was pondering my choices, my prior boss, prior CEO, called me up and said, "Hey, you've been talking about, you know, wanting to start a different healthcare recruiting organization, and I'm sure you're tired of talking about it. Let's launch this. We're your first client." And so I was really just in the right place at the right time, and I really believe a lot in speaking your passions and speaking your plans so the universe or some great friends or great mentors can catch those and hear those and help you lay your fears aside and just go for it. So started the company in 1995, actually the same month that I was pregnant with our first child, and launched the company out of a little bitty condo in downtown Chicago, and really focused on recruiting healthcare talent for one client initially, a client that I was an executive with just prior. And so focused on recruiting primarily executives and physicians working in healthcare across the Chicagoland area. And with that opportunity, I was able to really kind of launch other clients, and I ended up hiring several primarily female individuals that had worked for me when I was in corporate life, and we were all in the same boat. We were all starting our families and still very much wanting to have our professional lives, but also wanted the flexibility of being present for our growing families. And this was long before folks had the flexibility that they enjoy today. And so that's how the company started, really in a very, very small way, with one major client and a handful of smaller clients and just a couple of us working remote. In fact, all of us worked from our home, and I was the only one in Chicago. The others were scattered throughout the country. And that's how our company was born. And when I, you know, had an opportunity to move back home to my San Antonio, I really wanted to hang up a shingle, and had an opportunity to do so and really make the business, I think, much more alive by having employees and people coming into a regular place of work and creating a culture and all that good stuff. And so in 2008, Brigetta Glick and Associates left and Provenir Healthcare began.
Awesome.
Yeah. Another organization I'm extremely passionate about is an organization here in San Antonio known as the Health Cell. And the Health Cell was really born out of serving on another board, international board of healthcare, primarily women, and realizing that there was really a need to do something local to bring all of the forces and all of the entities in healthcare in San Antonio together to collaborate and network and learn and help each other. And we pulled together, I don't know if you know, but San Antonio is really known as Military Medicine USA.
Absolutely.
And so we pulled military medicine folks and hospital organizations and outpatient facilities and the insurance carriers that are located here. And we've got a real burgeoning life sciences and biomedical and device community here. We pulled this all together and, gosh, we're in our, I always forget this and I shouldn't, fifth or sixth year of bringing together all the movers and shakers in San Antonio to really strengthen and catapult our own healthcare industry here in San Antonio forward together. And it's been incredibly rewarding to be a part of that organization and to be one of the founders of that organization.
You know, you talked about projecting what your vision is and then allowing others to come into that. I always refer to that, and I get it from John Maxwell, the law of attraction. When you put that out there to the universe, it's going to come to you. Just that's the law of attraction. And when you are, can you imagine what it would be like if all of us could live our purpose?
What an amazing world, right?
It would,
you know, I tell anyone who listens that. In fact, we had a great huddle discussion today at our company, and you know, we're constantly changing and evolving as the healthcare industry is. And I keep telling, especially young folks in our company, anybody really, you know, speak up, let us know, tell us, you know, what opportunity excites you or something that maybe you think you'd like to do in a couple years or even next month. Because if you don't say it, how is anybody here possibly going to know? Yeah. And then we can all help you get ready for that. I know that it's paid itself in my paid for itself so many times in my life for just opening my mouth and speaking to whoever would listen.
Did you ever dream when you started that your career, your business, and then the consortium that you put together there in San Antonio would become what it has today?
Never.
Isn't that amazing? Never. You know, when you put those great minds together and you're open, it just comes together.
I couldn't agree with you more. And it, you know, it really does take a village. It takes a lot of people to bring, I think, anything successful together, and really a willingness to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you and maybe have more energy than you and all that good stuff, and bring everyone together. It's amazing what happens.
Yeah.
When you can do that.
Yeah, that's what a team is all about. And that's where you get the multiplication versus addition, right?
I agree. Completely agree.
Well, you know, you mentioned healthcare and it's changing. Well, it is truly changing and changing rapidly. What do you imagine healthcare is going to look like in, say, 10 years? And what are some of the ways that you and your company are really adapting to add value in this ever-changing environment?
That is such a fantastic question, and I'll answer it twofold. Healthcare is absolutely changing, and it's funny. I told all of our employees, even, gosh, a handful of years ago, if you don't have a primary care physician today, you need to go out and get one. Whether you're sick or not, go cultivate a relationship with a primary care physician. They're in massive shortage, and physicians aren't out there looking for more patients. It's quite the other way around. And so, the vast majority of placements that we do throughout the country are physicians, and we're the experts in primary care physicians, which is really where our industry is hurting the most. So I would say, first and foremost, I know that shortage is just going to continue to rise. And I think because of that, we are going to see more and more patient visits being done virtually. My own PCP is not actually in San Antonio, but rather in Austin. And I only see her once or twice a year. The rest of all of my visits are done virtually. And many of our clients are adding that capability onto how they see patients is through virtual visits. I also know that more and more organizations are relying so heavily on non-physician providers. We call them NPPs in our industry. And so physician assistants and nurse practitioners are going to become even more key than they are today. And I think we'd all be short-sighted if we didn't think that more and more people are going to be getting care from home rather than in the hospital. I mean, already today, just in the last 10 years, you think about things that you'd go into the hospital for, and the amount of time that you would spend in the hospital 10 years ago is sliced and diced into just a small percentage of that time today. And so I think that more and more of us will be receiving all kinds of treatments at home in the future. And so I think that it's exciting. I think it is very, very challenging, and it's changing just so rapidly. And I've been in healthcare for over 20 years, and the changes that I have seen just in the last 3 to 5 years are quite mind-blowing. As I think about our organization and how we're adapting to all of the changes and how we can continue to add value for our clients, it's interesting. We were just in strategy planning sessions with our senior team last week, and this was definitely an item of large, large discussion. And so for us, since we're in the recruitment industry, it really boils down to how can we effectively and continuously communicate with our clients. I think it really all boils down to the relationships that you develop. You know, there's so much technology out there, and in our industry in particular has those that operate on the high volume, especially in the VMS or MSP world, that's really very, very volume driven. And then there are providers of recruitment talent that still operate and find a niche in developing in a very personalized way with their clients. And that's really, the latter is very much our sweet spot. And so we continue to look for ways to relate human to human with our clients, leverage in technology where we can. But for us, it's more important than ever to absolutely listen to our clients and what their needs are and how their organizations are evolving and what their culture is all about, so that we truly can deliver, the right candidates, the right physicians for them, and then be held accountable. The model in how we engage with our client is all about accountability and constantly asking ourselves if we're delivering value to them in each and every interaction that we have. And so no matter how you drill that down, for us, it still is all about communicating, listening and communicating, and always wanting to get to know our clients better.
Fantastic. I truly believe that you are spot on for that. Healthcare is always going to be local. how big local is will be the key. I'm with you. I believe that we're going to use our technology. Healthcare for many years now has fallen behind in the use of technology. You know, when it comes to diagnostics, we use technology better than anybody. But when it comes to communicating and tracking, we have fallen behind for sure. So I'm excited at your comments and that you are staying focused on that patient relationship and that individual client relationship, whether it's patient or it's your client. So fantastic. Well, let me switch gears on you a little bit. And I ask this of most of our podcast folks. We, all of us at some point in time, I start to say most, but I believe all of us have those times where we don't live up to our own expectations or those of others. And, you know, these are the greatest times for learning and growing. Can you tell us about a time where you experienced that? Either you didn't live up to your own expectations of, or those of someone else. And what did you learn from that?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. You know, probably the greatest lesson I've ever learned, you know, as a business leader and as a parent, actually came from one of my kiddos. One of my kids, I was sitting at my daughter's volleyball game, and my son was sitting next to me, and they were both probably in middle school, so, you know, sixth grade. And I would go to these volleyball games, and I'd be sitting in the gym, and I always prided myself on the fact that, you know, I never missed a kiddo's play or athletic event or, you know, parent-teacher meeting or anything, that, you know, I was able to craft out a professional life where I didn't have to miss anything. And I was just very, very proud of that, and I think often patting myself on the back, and, you know, I deemed that as being successful, that I was present. And my son turned to me during a volleyball game in a loud, crowded gym with my daughter, you know, on the court and making some amazing plays. And I had my laptop on my lap during the game, as I usually would. And my son turned to me and he said, "You know what? I will never, ever have my own company." I thought, "What? What do you mean you would never have your own company? You know, little man here, let me just tell you, this company that I've started is enabling me to be here and, you know, provide you with great things," is what I'm thinking in my mind. And he said, "You know, I wouldn't, because I see how hard you work, and I just think it's rotten that you're having to work through, I won't say your name, my sister's game. You're sitting here with a laptop. You're not fully paying attention." He said, "I think you've missed a few plays. You're not paying attention." And that was a massive eye-opener to me. I thought, being present was the thing, but I wasn't fully present. Yeah. And I was having two little kiddos watch and observe, and I was sending them the message that, you know, yeah, I might have been sitting there, but so what? I was looking at my computer half the time and only looking up on occasion. And, you know, ever since then, that moment, I never brought a computer into a game ever again. It's not to say I didn't walk out of a gym and take a phone call, but I never walked into a computer with a laptop again. And that always reminded me, you got to be present. If you're there, then be there. Be there 100%. And that really, I don't think he realizes now, because, you know, he's a junior in college and he's getting ready to, you know, go off and spread his wings. And we laugh and we talk about it now. And I tell him how absolutely meaningful that comment was to me. And I think about that a lot, even in meetings today. If I'm at a client's or I'm in a meeting with an employee and my mind starts to drift, or I'm really tempted to look at that buzzing phone and see who's texting me, to just not, to 100% be in the real, be in the moment. And so huge lesson for me, very hard to hear from, you know, my own child. But I know that I made some life changes because of it.
Wow, that is a great lesson to learn. You know, we have lots of people that will listen to this, not only right after we record this, but, you know, for years. And I think there's probably no greater lesson that could be learned, because we're human. And that is to, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, be 100% there. Live in the moment. It doesn't mean you ignore the past or you don't plan for the future, but live in the moment. And that is such a great lesson. And to learn it from your son is even more powerful. Thanks for sharing that.
Sure.
Well, what are some of the leadership principles and theories that you found important in life and in your career?
Oh, gosh. I'm constantly reading, and there's always some new theory or some new approach that has my attention. But, you know, I think when you drill it all down, for me, it's pretty darn basic, and it's really just about caring. It's actually one of our company's core values, and I think care is a fabulous word, especially being in healthcare, but, you know, care has so many meanings. That, you know, care about people around you, care about yourself, care about the job you're doing, care about the words you're using, you know, care about your reputation, care about how people feel about you. I just think care is such an impactful word. But, you know, I think it's also super important as a leader, or even just a human being, leader, parent, employee, whatever, to constantly self-evaluate. I think if you're constantly checking yourself on, you know, did I do a good job? Did I communicate what I intended to communicate? How did I make that individual feel? You know, did I give that my all? Could I have done better? What will I do next time? And constantly self-evaluating, I think, you know, that type of, whether you want to call it leadership principle or leadership theory, I know has served me well, because I just don't settle. I don't settle with myself. And I think it's important to continually evolve.
Good for you. I couldn't agree more. John Maxwell talks about reflection. You know, we have things that go on in our days and throughout life, and it's only through that reflection that we really make those big leaps. So, yeah, I think that's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. If you had to pick one word that describes you or that you aspire to be, what would that one word be?
You know, for me, that word would most likely be dependable. You know, I have always wanted, both in my personal life and in my professional life, whether I was just starting out in my career, or, you know, today leading a company, or as a parent or wife or daughter, I wanted to be thought of as being dependable, someone that, you know, you could count on, that if I tell you something, that you can rely on it, or if I tell you I'm going to do something, that you know I'm going to do it. So dependable has always rung as important to me, I think, my whole life.
Well, most of us are shaped by and owe a debt of gratitude to sometimes just a very few key mentors throughout our life. Do you have mentors like that? And if you did, what did you learn from them?
You know, I have definitely been fortunate to have mentors throughout my career. I like to refer to them as my advisors, and they come from all kinds of places and all kinds of positions and relationships, certainly. You know, some of the key advisors I've had in my life have been family, and others have actually been clients. And some are, you know, C-level folks within some of our client organizations. And it's been such a wonderful thing to be able to pick up the phone and bounce an idea off someone, or, you know, talk about a project that might be giving me some grief, and have someone weigh in an unemotional, matter-of-fact way has been incredibly refreshing and very, very valuable. I have this one mentor that I have. I actually helped hire him early in my career, so now it's probably pushing 25, 26 years ago, and he recently retired. And so we've had a very, very long relationship across a couple of different organizations. And, you know, I called him up just before he retired, and I was dealing with, you know, a challenge within our organization. And before I could finish telling him the scenario, he said to me, "You know what you have to do, so why aren't you doing it?" And that's all he had to say, and that it was such an amazing thing, as simple as it is, but I think it's a testament to the relationship and the understanding that we've had for so many years. Mm-hmm. And I had to laugh after he said it, because I had such angst and so much turmoil over this particular situation that I really just needed to handle. All he needed to do was say that to me. And I hung up from him and picked up the phone and took care of business like I knew I needed to. And so mentors and advisors have been instrumental in my life for sure.
Well, you know, I think most of us have those. And I tell you, over the last few years, I've lost four of those really close mentors of mine. So, boy, I encourage you to stay close and tell your mentors how much you appreciate them and how much they've meant to you.
I so agree. You know, one thing I'd probably add to that, Rob, is that, you know, I find oftentimes that young people starting out in their career are on this search for a mentor. And I don't know if you necessarily search for a mentor. It certainly wasn't something that was discussed or so much out there when I started my career. I think more than anything, the advice I give them is, you know, don't walk into my office and ask me if I'd be your mentor, but rather be open to relationships and see where those relationships go. And then one, a relationship of mentoring or sponsoring or advising someone develops naturally. And those are the very, very best relationships. Yes. That'll carry you along rather than, you know, asking somebody to be somebody to you before that's really developed.
Well, and it's back to that law of attraction too. And if you're adding value to others, then generally that will come back to you. So
agree.
All right. I got another good question for you here. Looking back on your life and your career to this point, if you had the opportunity to give advice to a younger Brigetta, what advice would you give yourself?
I love that question. And if my family could answer it, they probably would say the exact same thing. And that would be just breathe, relax. It's all going to work out. I think that I have pursued my career and probably most things with a tremendous amount of passion. And I forget to breathe, just relax, enjoy it, enjoy the moment rather than, you know, you hit a milestone or something great happens and you are like, oh, wow, that's cool. And then, okay, the next, and then the next, and then the next. And I think it's so important to just stop and just breathe and just take it all in and be kind to yourself and relax and catch your breath before you move on to the next thing.
Celebrate.
That's probably an even better word, better advice.
Are there some quotes or particular books that really speak to you that you could share with us?
Oh, absolutely. There's a quote that I actually framed, and it's been in my office for a number of years, and it's a long one, but I really love it. And it says, "Your diamonds are not in far distant mountains or in yonder seas. They are in your own backyard if you but dig for them." Mm. By a guy by the name of Russell Conwell. I love that.
That's great.
I love that. And I think, you know, it spoke to me when I cut it out and I framed it, gosh, 15, 20 years ago, I was a much younger individual. I think you're always just looking for, to me, it has so much meaning, but I think I have always just been looking around, making sure I didn't miss out on opportunities and being aware and making sure I just didn't miss the latest article or the latest this or latest that to be a better person or have a better company or whatever. And spent far less time just looking inside, you know, just lifting the hood and looking inside and figuring out, hey, with my own natural gifts, how can I be better? Or with what our company has today, what can we do to make that better? Yeah. Rather than lifting your head up and always looking around and looking around at other companies or other markets and things like that. So for me, that quote is a reminder to focus and to look inside. And, it's just very meaningful to me.
Just to breathe, right? Just take a deep breath and enjoy life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the next chapter of your life going to look like?
Oh, gosh. The next chapter is certainly about empowering others. Empowering others, you know, in my organization and, you know, even in my personal life, you know, with my children becoming adults of their own, it's all about looking for ways to empower others, help others, grow others, mentor others, pave the pathway for others. And that is an incredibly, incredibly exciting chapter for me. I think at this point in my life, I find as much excitement, if not more, in seeing others go off and you know, plow into their own lives and reach their own successes and all that good stuff, just wildly exciting. I always say, you know, you may not build your whole career at Provenir Healthcare. I would sure hope that you would, but, you know, I don't have any illusions that everybody stays in one place anymore. But you sure better be a better person, a better thinker, a better, you know, problem solver, a better everything when you leave here, or we as an organization have failed miserably. And so, empowering others is for sure the next chapter.
Good for you. Leaving a legacy behind. Yeah, you're planting those seeds that will grow all over the country, most likely. Well, so any closing thoughts, leadership lessons, or just thoughts that you may have that we haven't had the opportunity to talk about that you want to share with the podcast audience?
I don't think so, Rob. I think we've covered it all.
Well, it has
thought
been.
I might have some big brain moment.
Well, I'm sure that you will have those, and you feel free to come back on the podcast at any point in time. Well, Brigetta, it's been it's been an absolute pleasure having you on and learning these leadership lessons from you. I know that your family is blessed to have you as a wife and as a mother and all those other roles that you play and all the people that you come in contact with in your company and all across San Antonio are blessed by your leadership. So thank you for that. So
thank you. Thank you, Rob. I've had an absolute blast. This has been so much fun, and I really appreciate you inviting me to join your podcast.
My pleasure. So for the Followell Company and the Ignite Leadership Series podcast, this is Rob Followell saying make it a great day.